You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Analysts suggest publishers are leaving money on the table by not changing subscription offers to match their audiences and optimize pricing. We discuss where and how publishers could be missing out on revenues and some smart workarounds to drive conversions with Jeff Grang, co-founder and chief product officer at Purchasly. All this and more in episode number 461. Welcome to Mobile Presence, powered by The Groove, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. The subscription economy is firing on all cylinders and across all verticals. However, cashing in on the boom requires a new approach that treats customers as individuals and recognizes their willingness to subscribe to offers on their terms. There's room to experiment, and there's also room to make a ton of money. And that is why a number of content companies are experimenting with different pricing models, new subscription models, in practice, showing different customer segments, different pricing. It makes a ton of sense. And that's why I'm speaking today with a company on the cusp of this new approach. Very excited to welcome Jeff Grang. He is co-founder, chief product officer at Purchasly. First of all, welcome, Jeff, to Mobile Presence.
Thank you, Peggy Ann. I'm very pleased to be here today and speak about that amazing topic of subscription with you and your audience.
Well, I am actually very excited to start with your sort of career path, because you're a mobile maverick, right? You were one of the very first 500 developers of the iPhone developer beta program. And here you are, years later, helping companies take full control of how they optimize pricing and increase and retain subscribers in the process. Tell me about that journey.
That's amazing. I honestly didn't think it would end up like this, and it's even not the end game. I started just as a small project for me to help me build my timesheet, etc., and way before the iOS SDK, just doing a web app. When it was released, I applied, I was accepted, and I never stopped from there. That was amazing. And at that time, if you remember, before the iPhone, doing some Objective-C and these kind of developments wasn't really famous. That's amazing to see how that journey led us to doing that today.
Absolutely. And what's also extremely interesting is the rise of the subscription model. You know, that has become one of the models to monetize your app. You know, we did have ad supported, we had, for some lucky ones, in-app purchases. You have been focused on this from the start, even in your days as a developer or helping companies launch and build their product catalog in an app. How are you addressing this with Purchasly? What did you learn along the way, and what problems are you addressing?
Yeah, there were many, many things that we've learned. We Well, as an indie developer, I was struggling making sustainable revenues, and I would have loved at that time to have subscriptions, because selling just one time an application was complicated to make revenues. You had to only work on growing your install base, which was complicated. And I help a lot of companies with my agency. I helped a lot of companies building their startup, scale up, or even we helped some unicorns. We saw a lot of kind of different companies, but they had one point in common for all these kind of projects, which were that they were struggling with subscriptions on mobile. First of all, building that subscription engine, and then being able to use it to understand and monetize better their subscription base.
So personalized paywalls are coming up a lot in the news. You were ahead of your time. Now we're seeing companies are changing their models. They have to become more customized, sometimes because the law is telling them to. What are you seeing, and what does that tell you?
Yeah, personalizing a paywall or personalizing the subscription funnel is just the end game for a lot of applications. I mean, we had a lot of applications addressing a specific need with one answer in the very beginning. Now we see that a lot of these products have changed to more contextualized experience in the whole application. So it starts, for example, coaching. If you want a fitness application, they will create a specific training sessions for your specific needs. If you want to lose weight, if you want to be more efficient at sport, if you want to run faster, etc., they will personalize the experience, the product. So that's totally logic to have a selling experience that reflects the personalized experience that you'll have in the app. In fact, you'll be missing a lot of things if you don't. So that's normal that we speak to the users if we have a personalized journey. But then there's something more, I think, is that with the app stores, you can distribute yourself and your application in 150 countries. Many countries are very different. And that's really logic that if you're a dating app, you don't date people the same way, and you don't expect the same thing in Europe, in the US, in the northern countries of Europe, in Asia, etc. So one size fits all is not really a good approach. And that's logic that now that the market has done the minimum so that they can build customers and create paywalls, that they are trying to improve and convert better. And this, I think, one of the best way to leverage that is to use the information that you have on the user, so that you show them that you understand their needs and that they will be more willing to convert.
Yeah, that's interesting with the global aspect here, because there is the globalization of the app, but there's also you have to have pay and pricing programs that are not discriminating. There are some companies in the news, some dating apps, you know, if men or women have to pay more than the other, that's considered not the way to be doing this. You just have to be more transparent about your pricing strategy.
Yeah, this is the worst kept secret, unfortunately. there were a lot of price discrimination and unfair pricing algorithm were disclosed recently. That's something that is, first of all, illegal in most of the countries. For example, in
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My home country in France, you need to disclose. You can have several different pricing for different people, but you have to to disclose them publicly, which obviously these apps didn't do. But we see that people are more looking for transparency. So they want to know what they are paying for. They want to know what are the prices. They also need transparency about their privacy, etc. So that's something that wasn't built to last, and it's good that we ended up in where we are right now, where people are apologizing and changing their strategy on that. But still, there is room for price experimentation, not discrimination, but experimentation. Because one of the very first questions people ask us at Purchasely is, how should I price my subscription? Mm-hmm. Should I have a free trial? How long is my free trial? What's the discount between a monthly and a yearly? So we have some answers, generic answers on that. But the best way to learn is to experiment. And so that's what we allow with our tool right now, to be able to get a real answer instead of just making market research, comparison with competitors, etc. Get the answer from the source, from your subscribers.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at some of that data later on, because you do have some interesting answers around the approaches that work. Some very surprising answers, I might add. So a little bit of a teaser for people to stick around till after the break. But let's just cover a few things before we do go to break. You're talking about how companies should personalize the journey, the pricing, and the creatives. We know that, but you know, the combinations of both are very interesting. Can you share some examples of how you think companies are doing this really well?
Yeah, there are a lot of examples. Honestly, I just looked at the stats on our platform. The average number of paywalls for each of our apps is 7. So that's quite a lot of different paywalls.
So people 7 are different playing segments that they have different prices for.
Yeah, at least some different segments may end up in the same paywall, and there are a lot of use cases. But if I had to name two of them, I'd speak about, for example, the running apps or fitness apps. We are working with the guys of Fitness Coach, with Run Motion, and in this kind of application, you really need to understand who your customer is. If he's trying to lose weight, he's preparing a marathon, or if he's preparing for a trail. You won't say to someone that is preparing for a marathon or a trail, lose weight, because they are already dry. I mean, they won't lose weight except if they lose an arm or whatever. So delivering that kind of message is totally, it's a deal breaker. So personalization is mandatory for that. And it's not even touching pricing. I mean, and you could say, okay, if I have a specific program for preparing marathon, I can have a higher price on that. It's totally legit. But even the first step of just delivering the good message is important. And the other one is really interesting too. It's we've been working for a long time right now with Nomad Education, which is an education company that delivers courses in a lot of countries for a lot of degrees. And they are addressing also a lot Africa. So they have a totally offline application. And actually, they are doing a lot of personalization. First of all, the prices are very different if you are in Europe, if you are in Africa. We can see that in general, for our platform, the prices in Africa is the only territory where there are huge price differences compared to the rest of the world. It's 25 to 50% cheaper prices in this in this area, and basically in this helps cracking a market that is completely different, where your content is maybe not as relevant, and where the price of a subscription is really, really important. And even the needs and the means to pay and to subscribe are different. They don't have the same payment methods. They use wallets. They sometimes use carrier billings. So it's very different, and that's a very interesting market. And of course, cannot be addressed with the same answers than the rest of the world.
That's an excellent point, because some of these markets, I'm just doing some research into, for example, India, which is the second fastest growing app market on the planet. And you need to understand these things. You need to understand your audience, the price elasticity. What are they prepared to pay? What are they accustomed to paying? And personalizing that, because again, the 20 to 50% cheaper perhaps in Africa, that makes a lot of sense there. But, you know, in the US and elsewhere, there's a different need, there's a different audience. A lot of companies even price their subscription apps too cheaply, is what I've seen and heard. So a lot of data that you have, a lot of insights, but we do have to go to break, Jeff. We'll come back. We'll talk about how to personalize the paywall. We'll talk about what you're doing, what you're seeing, and above all, some more of those data points. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, powered by The Groove. My guest today is Jeff Grang. He is co-founder and chief product officer at Purchasly. And before the break, Jeff, you brought it up yourself. You know, big number is always the $65,000, $1 million question. What do I need to charge for a subscription app? There's a lot of different offers, a lot of different approaches. What's some advice you can offer?
Yeah, my best advice is to try it. That's well,
so
as we've said,
pricing, or do I need to ask myself what my range is, or a lot of people just look at their competitors, but they can do more.
Exactly, they can do more. Before all that digital era, et cetera, what we will be is to analyze competition, do market research, et cetera. That was a lot of time spent on this, a lot of money also, and still you didn't have that global picture. Which could move actually because your competitors are moving while you're doing stuff. And the great opportunity that we have today is to be able to test and learn and test and learn and test and learn. So what we see from the app publisher that we work with is that they start at a price spot. So they consider their basically their competitors. They try and see if they are better on this market, they have a better image or whatever, and then they price either above same price or lower, and they start from here and they start experimenting. And then there's a lot of things. I mean, there's no one recipe. The good recipe is just testing, because sometimes we are very surprised to see how a specific market responds to a specific pricing that we wouldn't have thought. Sometimes it's not enough expensive. Sometimes just increasing the price changes a lot of things. And then there's also that, what do you expect? You expect a lot. In the end, you want the most money, but you want it fast. Do you have time to get it back? Because depending on that, you can have, you can choose to have a better conversion at a higher price point, but then have a lower retention, or you want to have a sustainable base. And in that case, cheaper that stays longer is a better balance for you. Mm-hmm. And all this needs to be carefully studied, followed and improved, and this is exactly what we are doing on a daily basis at Purchasly, and what we see our customers doing. So it's kind of a never-ending questions. It's always improving, but the big moves are really happening in the 2 to 6 months.
That makes sense, because if you're thinking about an LTV and you're saying, well, I need an LTV of X, but people aren't sticking around the whole year, and they're cutting out, as you said, the 2 to 6 months seems to be a critical time frame.
Yeah.
Purchasly is a platform that allows me to experiment. It also allows me to implement what I have found out. I can personalize the paywall. What are the segments to serve or the options? Because it's not just price point. There's a lot of other experimentation. You know, you can, it's as many prices and as many segments as there are people, you know, language, gender, age. Tell me about how people are using this to reach their goals.
Yeah. So they are using a lot of, they're doing their recipe with a lot of ingredients. The most common that we see today is language, gender, age, experience. So the experience with the topic that they are addressing, so cooking, training, etc., and the country. But we see more and more new ingredients that are coming in, which are the, well, basically, what are your goals? What is your, for if you're doing an education app, in which class do you are you, so that we can deliver a more and more specific message. So we are right now at kind of a segmentation level in which we speak to an audience of thousands of people. And I think that where we are going is going to a paywall that will be really unique for each and every subscriber. This is something that you sometimes see in some dating apps where you swiped left a profile, you want to get back to it. In your paywall, you'll see the picture of the girl you swiped left. And this is, I think, something that is going to be more and more common in the paywalls that we face, so that it matches or really a personalized one-to-one message.
It's interesting, the goals that we want to reach, because that says something about our motivation. And of course, if we're motivated, then we're also very likely to pay a higher price, because that means something to us. We value it.
So I advise publishers to, first of all, choose different areas and make experimentation on different areas. Depending on how mature they are, the number of subscribers, they might not be willing to risk everything for on a key country. So you can play on number three, number four in terms of subscriber base country and do experiments in these kind of countries. When you launch a new subscription, you can also, and you should always, ask yourself, is my product, if you're a freemium app, does my subscription contains enough material? Should I took some of the free to put in the premium, or the opposite way around, so that you make sure that you have enough to make people try your application, use it on a freemium model, on the free model, and then want to purchase. That question is almost as important as the price, and it really determines the price. So they should be doing this, and they should try different price point in the same country, same moment, and see how it goes, and make these tests run for a long time. I mean, for the LTV to be relevant, it needs time to roll. So you should be patient, because it doesn't happen from one day to another, of course. You should, let these tests, and that's why making several experiments in several countries is really interesting, because you will be learning a lot of things without disturbing your existing testing and your existing tests in other countries that you will be doing. So it's a great way. You should be really playing and leveraging the fact that your products are distributed in more than 100 countries to learn all at the same time with different objectives, and give time to your experiments to be relevant.
So you mentioned content. Needs to be fresh. That's for everything. I'm talking to app marketers. They have fintech apps and they have fresh content. They want you to read blogs. They want you to find out about their best users. So everyone needs that to get you coming back. What about the metric? Should we be focusing on a specific metric? A lot of subscription apps, it's just saying, get money in a certain period of time. But that doesn't seem to me to be a guiding metric.
Yeah. I believe that the end game is the LTV, of course, because when you're running ads, have paid acquisition, you're doing the attribution, all that costs a lot of money. And in the end, you want to know that the money you spent acquiring a user is covered by the average revenue that you do for these users. So, of course, if you want to have a sustainable economy with your app, you need to be checking these two indicators, which are high level indicators, of course. But we see also that some people are more interested in building relationship, not really earning money. It really depends on how your app is scaling, and in that case that changes. But the LTV is the most important. Is the most important, and also the monthly recurring revenues that you drive, because sometimes you might have a great LTV, but it's just that people are not getting in. So, these monthly recurring revenues and LTVs, I think that they are the two most watched KPIs by our users right now.
Mm-hmm. Your wealth of knowledge, Jeff. I'm going to go a little bit of rapid fire here because I'm going to give you some of the questions that I think our audience also through social really appreciates the most. So quick one, we talked about your research. I did my research. You did your research. What was the biggest surprise you found? What's the myth about subscription apps that you busted with that one?
Yeah, there was one big surprise, not big surprise, but the amount was huge. We helped a customer win over $8,000 per month with an automation that made 15 minutes to set up.
Okay,
you want to know about it?
Yes, absolutely.
Do we have enough time, Peggy Ann?
Was that 8 minutes for 15K? I think we'll listen.
Yeah, okay. Well, so on our platform, right now as we speak, we have 5% of the subscribers that are in billing retry state. So we couldn't charge them because their credit card is expired or they don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. And for some of our customers, this represents 25% of their churners are involuntary churners. So that's a huge amount of money that is left on the table. Right now with Purchasy, we get the information in real time. We help customers to understand that they should have a billing retry period and not just close and finish the subscription. So it's a quick option that you activate on your products in 1 minute on the stores. And then we distribute the information to their emailing push notification tools so that they can start launching a campaign. So it's really a 5 minute campaign in your CRM saying, mm-hmm. Hey, we couldn't charge your credit card. We give you a few days to fix the situation. Don't hesitate or you lose your content. 20 right. to 30% people fix the issue. Hmm. And for the latest customers, we've been implementing that $8,000 per month recovered thanks to a 15-minute automation, a push notification sent to the user with a deep link that Purchasy handles to drive the user directly to the bidding section of his store. Easy, right?
That's very easy and very smart because maybe someone just forgot or they changed credit cards. I did that very recently, changing credit. Well, I didn't change it. They changed it on me. They changed, give me a brand new credit card without a name on it, very modern, but different expiration date. Everything was the same, expiration date not. And so everything I was paying for was not being paid. And so I had to go and fix it. But you have a point. Sometimes you just need a reminder. What about offer codes? How does that change the game?
That's something that is very new. Apple and Google, they released offer codes or promo codes, depending on who you are. It's basically the same system a year and a half ago. 6 months ago, Apple did something that Google was doing for quite a while, from the beginning actually, which was custom codes. So the ability to say Summer 22, for example, gives you a 50% discount. And this changed a lot of things because right now we are able to distribute codes that works both on iOS and Android and that offers the same kind of discount. So that means that you can do, for example, printing or TV advertising or, and this is, I believe, the most interesting part, do a lot of influencers campaign and make people, download the app, use a code that was crafted just for that influencer. And then starting from there, we are able to follow the conversion and the retention of this subscriber brought by this specific influencer. So it's a great way of calculating your return on investment for an influencer that will be talking about your app that you will be paying for there.
And great attribution, you know, that's
exactly
the point, 'cause there's very little attribution for influencer economy, influencer campaigns or the influencer economy. I have to ask you because streaming is so important and it's exploding. I was just doing research, 600 streaming titles and counting. A ton of people are picking out niche programming and saying, yep, they want to binge it and we want to sell it to them. Your cross-channel, just what does that look like with video? Give me an idea of that video opportunity and a little bit around the subscription model there.
Yeah, that's a subscription. If you don't consider games on subscription, 46% of the revenues are driven by videos right now. So that's huge. That's huge. And yeah, at Purchasly, from the very beginning, we thought that TV was a powerful mean for monetizing, distributing content. And that's why we chose to have paywalls that were native so that we could put them into the TV, which we do. And this is really important. And that's why also we have a lot of different platforms like Molotov, which was acquired by Fubo, like VOD Factory that has 12 or 15 different apps, like niche apps, like horror movies, etc., etc. So the specific needs. This is huge. This is and they have specific needs to be able to distribute and sell on a lot of different platforms. And even with Apple, you can have a specific deal, which is called Video Partner Program, that allows you to go from a 30% commission to 15 if you make subscriptions on TV. Which is quite odd, actually, but still, quite odd if you don't use purchase, but still, that's a great deal. I mean, that's 15% just for, so even if you don't convert that much, because it's, we're not speaking about 20% made on TV, but when your app is available on TV and you're able to convert on it, this allows you to be eligible for that 15%, for that 50% decrease in commission from Apple. And then we also see that the retention for the subscription made on this device is amazing compared to mobile. So it's great to be there, even if conversion, even if the number of subscribers isn't impressive. But the then the retention, the commission is lower for everyone.
Yeah.
And then the retention is great. And today we are covering Huawei, Amazon, so Amazon App Store, Amazon Fire Stick, and also Apple and Google TV. So that's a great coverage. But there's, I think, a lot more to do with Roku, with Samsung's, etc., which we'll be delivering later on.
Well, that's great, Jeff. You've given us not only insights, but two great ways to make money. So we've got those as extra tips. I want to thank you so much for being on my show today on Mobile Presence. Thanks for sharing.
That's an honor. Thank you, Peggy Ann.
And before we let you go, I have to ask it because the audience loves to stay in touch. What is the best way to do that? What's the best way to keep up with what you're doing or also some of that cool data you're finding out? Some real surprises in there.
So if you want to keep in touch with us. We have a great newsletter that you can subscribe to on purchasely.com. We are also launching a podcast, the Subscription League, which is a great way that we are exchanging tips with some of our customers, and so they are sharing their best tips, and we have all kind of different apps, small, big apps, etc. And we are also sharing on LinkedIn and Twitter. We have a great blog too. We are doing very few advertising on the product, etc. So it's really content based and tips to improve and leverage on this. And then our strategy is more to give the good insights so that people get to us. So don't be afraid. We won't be too much on advertising on these different channel, newsletter, podcast, LinkedIn, Twitter.
And I can say that's really, truly the case. You do freely share all of your insights and ideas. And I'm looking forward, because you've asked me to be on your podcast as well, Jeff. I'm looking forward to that.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to this too.
Well, this has been great. Thank you so much, Jeff. And of course, thank you for tuning in. If you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And don't forget video, of course, powered by The Groove, my own mobile groove on YouTube. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.